This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. A retired Army psychologist whose job candidacy is drawing protests at the University of Missouri came to campus yesterday to defend his oversight of Guantanamo Bay interrogations. Former Colonel Larry James is Dean of Professional Psychology at Wright State University in Ohio. At Missouri, he's one of two finalists for a top administrative job in the College of Education. Human rights groups contend James was complicit in abuse of military prisoners while leading a team of psychologists at the U.S. Detention Center in Cuba in 2003 and again in 2007 and 2008. James reiterated earlier statements that he cleaned up misconduct at Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, where he later served. He also emphasized that he has not been found culpable by any licensing board or in a court of law. Legislation has been filed in the Missouri Senate that would create a temporary sales tax dedicated to funding transportation needs statewide. Marshall Griffin has details.
The proposed constitutional amendment would create a 1 cent sales tax that would expire after 10 years. It's co-sponsored by GOP Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City. He says the one penny tax would not be levied on groceries, prescription medicine, or fuel.
As a legislative body, we'll not raise the gas tax. We will not toll existing roads. MoDOT's done their part. They've tightened their belt to make sure their department is running as efficiently as it possibly can, and now I think it's our turn.
Most of the money raised would go to state needs, but 10% would go to cities and counties for local transportation needs. If passed, the measure would go before Missouri voters in 2014. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Efforts to prevent the illegal sale and abuse of prescription drugs in Missouri are making a comeback this year. Recently introduced bills would create a prescription drug monitoring database in the state, accessible by doctors, pharmacists, and, in some cases, law enforcement. But as Alana Gordon reports, there's a twist. The longtime opponent of Missouri establishing such a program is now sponsoring legislation.
Missouri is the only state that has no such monitoring program. Last year, efforts to change that hit a wall when Senator Rob Schaff organized a successful filibuster.
I think that it's a severe intrusion of our liberty to have the government create a database that is accessible by thousands of people.
But Schaff recently introduced a prescription drug monitoring bill. A main difference from last year's version is that his would require additional approval by a popular vote. That doesn't sit well with Representative Kevin Engler, who sponsored last year's drug monitoring bill.
If you take it to the vote of the people, this subject is very easily distorted.
Engler says the point is to prevent doctor shopping and overdoses. He says he won't be supporting Schaff's version and has instead introduced his own bill. Schaff, on the other hand, says he'll adamantly oppose any version that doesn't include a popular vote provision. I'm Alana Gordon.
Advocates for child sex abuse victims are urging the Missouri legislature to renew a funding increase for their social services. An increase of more than 20% in funding for child assessment centers is at issue. It was included in the 2013 budget. That $500,000 increase brought the total funding for the centers to $2.8 million. Yesterday, Deputy Director of Missouri Kids First urged a House Appropriations Committee to make the increase a permanent part of the 2014 budget. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus is speaking out against legislation in both the House and Senate that would require voters to show photo IDs at the polls. In each chamber, there are proposed constitutional amendments that would allow for photo ID requirements, along with accompanying bills that would enact the proposed requirements. State Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis chairs the caucus. She and other caucus members say Republicans are trying to suppress the voting rights of minorities, the disabled, the poor, and elderly.
Here we go again. We know that there hasn't been any signs of voter fraud and voter suppression here in the state of Missouri. So why are we dealing with this time and time again, year after year after year?
Missouri's 2006 photo voter ID law was tossed out by the state Supreme Court. Healthcare reform was on the agenda in Governor Jay Nixon's 2013 State of the State address. He called upon lawmakers to broaden Medicaid so more Missourians could have access to healthcare. As KBIA's Casey Morrell reports, the state's budget director anticipates both economic and human benefits if the proposal passes.
The governor's proposed budget includes expanding Missouri's Medicaid services to add nearly 260,000 lower-income adults to the health care program. They would be added through the use of $908 million in federal funds, money that would be received by opting into the federal Medicaid expansion. Missouri State Budget Director Linda Lubring says the plan could provide 24,000 jobs to the state this year and roughly $5.7 billion in revenue over the next 3 years. And, she says, there's a human element as well.
One, obviously, to the individuals to have health care coverage. They will be able to receive health care more in a preventative fashion like you and I do, rather than having to wait until they have an emergency and going to an emergency room.
Critics of the proposal, though, say not enough health care jobs will be added to the economy to handle the increase in Medicaid patients. The General Assembly session started on January 9th and runs through May. It is unclear whether the legislature plans on adopting Nixon's reform. Casey Morrell, KBIA News, Columbia.
A Missouri House committee is taking up legislation that would bar union membership or dues as a condition of employment. The House Workforce Development Committee scheduled a public hearing today on the bill, which supporters call Right to Work. The approval by the legislature would put the proposed new law to a statewide vote this November. Supporters argue the legislation would allow Missouri to be more competitive in the job market. Opponents say it would weaken unions and hinder collective bargaining. State lawmakers are considering restrictions on drones in Missouri skies. Some worry the unmanned aerial vehicles could be exploited to spy on Americans. The American Civil Liberties Union says state legislators are proposing various restrictions on new technology. Lawmakers in at least 11 states are considering similar drone legislation. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.